Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Tonight we are going to be so interdimensional that we're going to be in another parallel universe. I got to tell you, this is going to be a show, I think. I don't know where to begin. Do I begin by telling you that the AI owns everything and can show you how they're owning everything? How that by through the stock market, your bitcoins, your banking systems, your insurance companies, the AI controls and owns more revenue than the federal governments of the world. Can you believe that? A fucking machine owns the planet. I'm not kidding. We're going to get to that too. Australia. This is for Canada especially. Canada needs to pay attention to Australia. I was listening to Max Egan, and you know, it's interesting, I think I said it on the last show, that most of us who are speaking the having a voice and speaking the truth are saying the same thing. The government officials that we have in government today all have to be removed, all of them. We don't have a government. Number one, what we have is a board of directors is what we have. That's what we have in Canada, what we have in the United States, what we have most of Europe, Australia, New Zealand. We have a board of directors. They're running these countries like a corporation. They are incorporated. And with the AI controlling the fiscal equity of every country, they are following the dictates of a machine. We need to get out of these treaties. We need to get out of these agreements that the chairmen of the boards and the board of directors have signed. Let's call Parliament what it really is, shall we? Parliament is nothing but a bunch of board of directors. They take their orders from somebody else higher up than them. And they get their information from somebody higher up than them, and then they get their information from an artificial intelligence that's running that owns the equity of the planet. And the consolidating of the equity of the planet was also talked about by Prince Charles a couple of weeks ago by saying that everybody on the planet needs to allow their resources to be controlled and centralized. One world government run by a machine. Imagine that. Imagine that. Money won't be worth a shit. Excuse me. Gold won't be worth a shit. Silver won't be worth a shit. Anybody's going to tell you to buy silver, buy gold. I will tell you to buy silver for bartering purposes. Because among the awakened, among the people that will be off-grid, that will be its form of currency. Paper money isn't even good enough to wipe your backside with. It's just useless. It's totally useless. Vinyl with microchips. And if you got any gold, gold is okay, but gold is very difficult to barter with. Back in the Second World War, everybody I talked to all had silver. Primarily because they couldn't afford the gold, and primarily because you couldn't trade the gold, because gold was way overvalued. Now, that's how you put your money in gold, but, you know, pay attention to the real reality that we have today. We do not live in the country of Canada. We live in corporate Canada. Big difference. Under a country, our Charter of Rights, our constitutions and everything else holds firm. But under the current corporate format, those things are useless. They have absolutely no value. They will use whatever they want to use as to their convenience. If they can beat you with the current status that's there right now, they'll beat you with it. But if they don't, they'll beat you with the corporate law. And you got to know that the corporate laws of the country. When people say to you, invest here, invest here, buy Bitcoin, buy this, buy that, what are you really buying? You know, I mean, start thinking in these terms. I'm going to play something. I want you to hear this because I think it's important that you hear this just so you get an idea what we're really dealing with here. We're dealing with a machination controlled by artificial intelligence that's been self-programming itself since the United States of America gave it the ability to do so. And now it's running the world. Hold on one second. We'll see if we can get a play-by-play here. Hold on. Let me get you another recording. That one didn't come out too good, but I will play the actual link. Hold on.
Buying up single family homes where they can afford to outbid the rest of us as they have unlimited financing at hyper low interest rates. The result is home prices rising by 20% over the last 2 years and pushing now even big players like Zillow out of the market. And here we see Aladdin's endgame, to be the one hyper-intelligent AI robot that not just controls Wall Street assets, but all assets, public and private. Now, I'm not into conspiracy theories, but even a skeptic with eyes wide open can see the signs. We're already at a point where no one can compete without Aladdin. As CEOs and asset managers like Anthony Malloy are now saying, Aladdin is like oxygen. Without it, we wouldn't be able to function. And what about government regulation? Well, Joe Biden has appointed BlackRock executive Brian Deese as head of the National Economic Council, which basically means the oversight of Aladdin and BlackRock is now the responsibility of BlackRock. And Biden has also appointed BlackRock chief of staff Wally Adeyemo to be assistant secretary of the Treasury, which means BlackRock is now the Treasury as well as the Treasury advisor. And this story is far from over. The genie is out of the bottle. And Aladdin has already reached a tipping point where one robot controls more wealth than any person or country. But as Aladdin's AI capabilities continue to grow, and with its rate of control rising by another trillion to $2 trillion in new assets every year, it looks inevitable that Wall Street's secret weapon could end up owning everything, and we end up owning nothing. So what do you think? Are you?
So now you get where the slogan comes in. You'll own nothing and be happy. You know, this is one thing that history does teach us. When you are in a position where you own nothing and your entrappers or enslavers own everything, you become a prisoner, a slave, a commodity that can be destroyed, traded, bartered, used for parts. You have no say. Nothing. We look at the Second World War, and I'm not going to talk about the Hebrews that got slaughtered. I'm going to talk about everybody that got slaughtered. The Christians, the Muslims, the Balkans, the Baltic states, the Eastern European blocs, countries, the Western Europe, Africa. People that died in those times had nothing. They were turned into slaves, they were conquered very quickly, and they became fodder for the military-industrial complex of the day. They were used and thrown away. More where they came from, because they were not in a position of having any kind of wealth or prosperity to be able to buy or get what they needed to defend themselves. If you can't get enough resources to feed yourself, you're not going to have enough resources to buy guns, ammunition, or any kind of weapon to help you defend your rights and your privileges that you have currently in your respective countries. That goes without saying. Now, he's saying here in this article, or in this video, that the AI robot, the AI construct, owns more wealth than any has more wealth than the combined wealth of the world. So, who's running our governments? Who is running the system? Who is actually calling the shots? All our rights and our privileges and our entitlements are being cast aside. And without any kind of consideration for us in any way, shape, or form. We are seeing that everything that that we've ever believed in, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in universe, whatever you believe in, means nothing. Only a cold-hearted machine would think in that way. It understands belief, it understands the concept of faith, but then you get into something called a cognitive war. I'll explain that in a little bit. So you got this going on as well. The global banking system, the experiment going on down Australia, New Zealand. This is all about destroying the Commonwealth, because the Commonwealth has the wealth, or had the economics, or had the capacity to develop the economics. Now that's being taken away and being controlled by a machine. Even the stock market, people that are running the stock market are saying that without Aladdin, it's like not having oxygen. So we better wake up and realize the reality of what we're dealing with. We are being hit with so many different fronts, and the reason why we're being hit with so many different fronts is because it's a battle for your mind. It's the truth. If they can get you to believe that this machine is God, if they can get you to believe that you can't live without money, that you can't do nothing in the system without having a chip inside your body, you can't do nothing unless you obey. You obey. Unquestionably obey, then, and if you fall for that, you're done. There is going to be a two-tier system here. There is going to be a two-tier whatever. This is the thing about land ownership. Imagine if the machine owns the land that you have a house on right now, and you do not comply to this machine. You don't wear the chip, you don't take the jab, you don't wear the mask, you don't social distance. It now has the power to control that specific environment. It can now create rules and regulations, and we don't have anybody that's smart enough to pull the plug on the damn thing. Not really. And those who can won't, because they're profiting by it. As long as they can profit by this device, they will continue to allow it to run. And if it continues to be allowed to run, there will be nothing left on this planet except antenna and circuitry all over the world. We are not going to see a return to the simplistic concepts that we had before. You work all year, you get 2 weeks vacation or 4 weeks holiday, you get sick pay, this, that. That's gone, that's going. You're not going to be able to have a job for 25, 30 years and retire and have a pension. That's gone. You will work to your dying day. This is where it's coming. You will then have to comply to all the rules and regulations. Any revenue that you make will be recorded by the AI. There will be no more hiding your money under a pillow. There will be no more write-offs. You won't get any tax breaks. It'll be you make this much money, you pay this much revenue. That's how it's going to go. This machine is not going to in any way, shape, or form cut you any break. Period. So when we're looking at what's going on, there'll be a bunch of links there tonight that you can look at and, you know, see this whole concept of what's going on. Then you got Australia. Let's go to Australia. Now, Australia, I talked about this the other night. I'm going to play this now. Hold on 1 second. Hopefully this works better than what I had.
I feel like you've done something wrong. It's inhumane what they're doing. Like, you are so small. They just overpower you, and you're literally nothing. It's like, you do what we say, or you're in trouble, we'll lock you up for longer. Yeah, they were even threatening me that if I was to do this again, we will extend your time in here.
Hello and welcome to Unheard. I'm Freddie Sayers. Australia. Until recently, that country...
Okay, I'm going to try it again. Apparently the recording didn't record correctly. Give me a second.
So I went and packed a bag, and whilst I was packing...
Howard Springs is the biggest COVID camp in Australia, isn't it? It's this
Correct.
Huge
yeah.
network of cabins that is built to house potentially infected people.
Yeah, so they are literally bringing in now hundreds of people that are of close contact or that have COVID. So it doesn't even matter if you test negative on your first test, your second or your third. They need to, because you're a close contact, you have to stay in there for 14 days, no matter what.
So let's get back to this situation at your house. So these two policemen, what is the choice they give you exactly? It's come with us in this van, or yep. you get a $5,000 fine.
Yeah, so you come with us, we take you there, and you're given a $5,000 fine, or we will call a COVID cab, and right. we will not fine you. So it's pretty much you have to consent, otherwise you're getting a $5,000 fine.
Okay, so then some hours later, the COVID cab arrives.
Yeah, it was probably the policeman stayed at my driveway until this cab came. They said, can you please go pack a bag? So I went and packed a bag, and whilst I was packing my bag, I had my housemates at the front speaking to them, and they said, is she able to just do a test? And once that test comes back negative, is she able to, you know, leave and come back to normal life? And these police officers said, yes, we're pretty sure that all you have to do is return a negative test and you'll be released. So that gave me... You know, that calmed me down knowing, okay, well, if I return a negative test, I can just go back home. So I got in the COVID cab and the police...
I think we've got some footage that your mum took, actually, that we can play of you waving goodbye and getting into the back of a van.
I've just come and she's being taken away. But look at the COVID van.
Bar, bistro, pokies and functions.
How professional. Long live COVID.
That is a COVID taxi, but is actually a casino bus. So driving there, and then the police escorted me in, and then I never seen them police again. They left. They weren't allowed into the facility. So then new police came, and they were in charge. Obviously, I was very distressed. I was crying. I was saying, this isn't fair. You know, it was just horrible to go through, and I stood there and I just said, can I please have a test now? Because I need these test results back as I will be negative. And I was negative. The whole time I was there, I was negative. And I said, once these go negative, am I allowed to leave? And she said, no, you're here for the 14 days.
So the first time you found out that you were there for 14 days was when you arrived?
Yep.
Okay, so you get taken to a room, is it? A cabin? What's life like inside these camps?
You literally get put on the back of a golf buggy with your bags, and these people are in hazmat suits and everything. They don't want to come near you because they think you're infectious, and they literally drop you to your room and they leave you. They don't come and say anything. They don't check up. They don't do anything. You know, you get delivered your meals once a day and you are just left.
I know you're allowed to talk to people. I mean, have you spoken to people from inside the camp?
We can, but we're only allowed to stay in our designated areas, which is nothing, maybe 2 meters. We have a deck that we're allowed to go out and maybe get a little bit of sunlight, but that is it. If you get caught off your decking without a mask on or anything, you get a $5,000 fine. And then that happened to me, so I didn't get a $5,000 fine. I got a written up warning, which is, I actually sent you guys some footage on that as well.
Yeah, so tell us about what we're about to see here. So these are the officials inside the camp who are disciplining you because you were apparently not being contained within your area, is that right?
Yeah, correct. So I went to the bin to put something in the bin that I was not wearing a mask. Mind you, I actually have an exemption. I don't need to wear a mask. I have a medical condition. And the person that came to hand me the notice was another police officer.
So what's the go?
So this, I'm going to give you a warning, yeah? It's an official warning that you have to stand and balcony and obey the rules while you get, yeah? And that's, we have to go the rules again. I don't care.
So am I allowed to go to the laundry?
You're allowed to go to the laundry, but you've got to wear a mask, yeah?
Yeah, righto.
Yeah. And you definitely can't go up the fencing rails, but you're allowed to go to the laundry, yeah? That's always been the case, yeah?
Right, so if I was sitting just here, which is right near the fence, why are these guys in a cabin that's right near the fence? It makes no sense, does it?
Yeah, but you can't leave your balcony to go to the fence to talk to somebody else. That's what's obvious, yeah?
So if I was
again,
at that balcony...
Again, it doesn't have to make sense. So there has to be lines everywhere drawn, yes? And one of the lines is you cannot leave your balcony and you cannot go to someone else. Where it makes no sense or it doesn't seem right to you, that is the line, and that's what the law is, yeah? And that's how it goes, yeah?
The law.
Well, the CHO direction.
There's a law that says
CHO
that.
CHO direction, yep. There's a CHO direction, yeah? And how the behaviour must be done, especially in this area, because it's much more highly infectious. Lucky to have infected people, yeah?
Highly infectious when all of us people are negative.
So, there's a risk. So far, the risk is still very high, yeah? While you're here, can we just do that? Otherwise, the next time it's a $5,000 fine, and we don't want to do that.
It's a $5,000 fine if what?
If you breach again.
If I walk out onto that path.
Without your mask on, for no reason, other than the laundry.
If I cross that yellow line, that I've broken the rule, I will be issued with a $5,000 fine.
That's correct. We could even do that now, but we're giving the warning first. Have a chat with you because it's a big fine. Rather just do the right thing, yeah? Like I said, I'm not here to fight with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight with you.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to do the right thing, and unfortunately, it's my job to make sure they do. I don't care the ins and outs. I've got nothing to do with me. I'm just here to make sure the rules are here. Yeah?
So what did that experience make you think? Like, what was your feeling about being in that situation with those people in control of your every movement?
Oh, it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. You feel like you're in prison. You feel like you've done something wrong. It's inhumane what they're doing. Like, you are so small. They just overpower you and you're literally nothing. It's like, you do what we say or you're in trouble, we'll lock you up for longer. Yeah, they were even threatening me that if I was to do this again, we will extend your time in here.
So the officers within the camp have the power to keep you there longer if you misbehave?
That's what they were saying, yep.
And at one stage, is it true that they offered you Valium?
Yeah, so because I was so distressed and I said, can you just please let me out for a walk or a run? Like, I'm in this little box and I can't move. Can I please, I'm anxious, I'm feeling not well, just I need to get out. And they literally said, we've got a doctor calling you and we'll get some Valium prescribed to you that you can call us anytime you like and you can have Valium.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Think about this for one second. Now, I don't know if this is staged or this is real. Now, it seems real and it seems like she's genuine, but, being the internet, being what it is. But even if this was a theatric, this is all part of cognitive warfare. Okay, I'm going to get into that in a little bit too. That's coming. Cognitive warfare is where you don't need a strong military presence. You don't need a strong military force. When we saw in Australia, the police were being brutal with the people in Australia. We've seen it in Canada. We've seen it up in Barrie, where police, an OPP police officer beat the shit out of some young kid because he was on a skateboard. And we saw other violent activities that went on where police officers followed a man to his home and shot him and killed him for no reason. And again, we don't hear anything about that anymore, do we? We don't hear nothing about that. So now they realize that they don't have to apply the force anymore. In fact, if they apply less force and play with your head, that they can get more, they can succeed better. And I'm going to read this to you without the presence of force. Let's see if I can find this here. Okay, there's cognitive warfare, cognitive biotechnology, hybrid warfare. There's a bunch of different terms for it, but it's all pretty much the same. One basically is using cognitive biotechnology so that you can use your brain to move the appendages or the things that they attach to your body, like arms and legs and stuff like that, with your mind. But that's also can be controlled by a frequency. It can be hacked. Let me read this for one quick second here. I'm going to read about the... I'm going to read all this. Okay, hybrid warfare is a military strategy which employs political warfare and blends conventional warfare, irregular warfare, cyber warfare, and other influencing methods such as fake news, diplomacy, lawfare, foreign electoral intervention, by combining kinetic operations with subversive efforts. The agreement intends to avoid, or sorry, the aggressor intends to avoid attribution or retribution. Hybrid warfare can be used to describe the flexible and complex dynamics of the battle space, requiring a highly adaptable and resilient response. By the same token, while adding some significant complexity and sophistication, the Chinese three warfares approach combining opinion warfare, psychological warfare, and legal warfare to supplement the PLA, more traditional means and methods felt greatly invigorated by NBIC's Boundless Horizons promises for from nanoscale to global worldwide level. The very rules of war, now pay attention to this because we are in a state of war. We have been since this has started. We've been in the Third World War since, 20 years ago? Third World War has already started. It was just being done with propaganda and politics before. Military incursions went to other countries, but in the United States, Canada, and the rest of the free world, and the Commonwealth, they were using psychological bullshit on us. We didn't even realize it. We didn't even realize we're in a war. The very rules of war have changed. The role of non-military means of achieving political and strategic goals has grown. And in many cases, they have exceeded the power of force of weapons in their effectiveness. Like when this gal was talking about how little power she had, blah, 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 why didn't she go after she got out, get a lawyer, and sue them? Under their charter or whatever they have down in Australia, whatever parliamentary rules that they engage in down there. I'm sure they've got a charter, they've got some sort of constitution out there that she should have been able to go and sue them. And again, this has been denied just about the whole Commonwealth, the right of due process. Not happening. That's a violation of our charter and our constitutional rights. But let me keep going here. Okay, the forces of applied methods of conflict has altered in the direction of the broad use of political, economic, informational, humanitarian, and non-military measures applied in coordination with the protest potential of the population. All this is supplemented by military means of concealed character, including carrying out actions of informational conflict and the actions of special operation forces. The open use of forces often under the guise of peacekeeping and crisis regulation. We are in a war. And who are we fighting? We are fighting the chairman of the board. We are fighting the council to the chairman of the board. We are fighting the controllers of the corporation. That's what we're fighting. We are fighting an AI operating system that's controlling the economic assets of the planet. That's what we're fighting. We are losing a war here because we're not fighting a war. We still think that going to a protest is going to change the world. That ain't going to do jack diddly. Real success will be when we remove the leaders that are in power today. And you don't have to use force. You don't have to use the military. You don't even have to use weapons. All you need to do is press charges And let's say in Ontario, we have about 12 million people in Ontario, something to that nature. Let's say 6 million of those people decided to take Ford to task in the legal system, fighting him for all the violations he has done, fighting him on the violation of the charter, the constitution, provincial laws, you know, because they have used this weapon here, okay? They have used the weapon of, again, faking an epidemic. The very rules of war have changed. The role of non-military means of achieving political and strategic goals has grown in many cases. They have exceeded the power of weapons in their effectiveness. The forces of applied methods of conflict has altered in the direction of the broad use of political, economic, informational, humanitarian, and non-military measures applied in the coordination with the protest potential of the population. The less you protest, the less they need. The more you protest, the more they need. All this is supplemented by military means of concealed character, including carrying out actions of informational conflict, and the actions of special operation forces. The open use of force, often under the guise of peacekeeping and crisis regulation, is resorted to only at a certain stage, primarily for the achievement of a final success in the conflict. So basically what they're telling you is they initiate a bullshit manipulation game, and when they get you to a certain point, that's when they bring in the military presence to control the condition and the operation that they've got in motion. It reinforces what they have done. They condition you, they pepper you up, they soften you up, they break you down, and then once they got you broken down, then they move the military in, because now the military doesn't have to do nothing but escort you to wherever they want that you need to go. Frontal engagements of large formations of forces at the strategic and operational level are gradually becoming a thing of the past. They're saying they're not even, they don't even need to use hardcore forces anymore. That's how much they've broken mankind down, mentally and psychologically. Everything that's been going on for the last 60 years was designed to destroy the nuclear family. Mom, dad, kids, job, security, home, mortgage, the whole nine yards. Anything that we had that was causing a stable family environment, they have destroyed. Totally destroyed it. When we're looking at long-distance contactless actions against the enemy are becoming the main means of achieving combat and operational goals. You don't even have to send a military presence into another country. I am thinking that Harper, when he was in power, got played by the Chinese, and we paid the price. If they could come over here and set business up in Canada, which, you know, Harper's government wanted to establish that very strongly, so that the board of directors, not the parliament, to call them the board of directors, would all profit. But that profit came at a price. If the Chinese markets that were being sold in Canada lost money, that we would change our rules and regulations to appease the board of directors in China, which is their government, People's Liberation Army. So you got to start thinking correctly. These are not governments today, okay? These are not governments today. Max Egan was saying the same thing in regarding to that these governments that we have, these officials that we have in government, are all there illegally. The laws they're passing are all illegal. They are passing corporate laws. They're not passing laws that are based on the Charter or the Constitution or any other laws that we have, Black's laws, maritime laws, or whatever. So when we're looking at all this stuff, we are in a war. And if you can think in those terms and understand those terms correctly, that we are in a war, this gives you a different perception. Think about this. They're using a genetically engineered, nano-constructed AI program operating system which they're injecting into the body to further exasperate the DNA, reload or reuptake reprogram the DNA with a brand new operating system that they're putting in, making the people more accessible to a microchip that they want to put in later on, if they haven't built it in the body. That too could be happening. They could be building these microchips in the body, in the right hand or forehead or wherever they decide to put them, that based on where your biochemistry will produce the most power. In this case, it's the right hand or the forehead. This is what this has been all about, a training exercise, an exercise of not only programming, but a means of having a war against their own people, without having to use a strong force. You only bring in the strong force just to reinforce the condition that's already been set in motion, and continue to escort that group or these people in the direction you want them to go into. This is why we are having the problems we're having right now in this country, through this cognitive warfare that they have induced on the general population. 70% of these people have taken an injection without any thought process, because they have been, again, assaulted with these techniques. The defeat of the enemy's objects or objectives is conducted through the entire depth of his territory. Notice that? The defeat of the enemy's objective is conducted throughout the entire depth of his territory. The difference between strategic, operational, and tactical levels, as well as between offensive and defensive operations, are being erased. The idea that you need to have a military installation base all over the planet, bordering your enemy's landscape, is not required anymore. All you have to do with the social media that we have. Now think about this for 1 second. How many people own a cell phone? I don't know the number. I'm just giving you an example. How many people own a cell phone? Imagine that cell phone now is emitting a frequency connected to your DNA. Your DNA is in touch with your phone. That phone now is transmitting to you, to your mind, to your brain, whatever operation or program that they want you to believe, what they want you to fear, what they want you to be manipulated by. It's all AI. So then you every time you use the phone, every time you watch a television, every time you listen to a radio, every time you listen to the music, every time you watch a movie, it's got these frequencies hidden inside, which are giving you subliminal programs, which then you act on without you even being aware of it. So you don't need anymore to have a high-end military spending massive amounts of money to contain a population. All you need is propaganda. And the next thing you're going to need is some sort of drug or medication or some sort of seducer that you can get to inject inside you. There are movies about this all over the place where people are listening to either a sound where it engages their brain to be more receptive to the operations and the programs, or an injection that they take every so many hours. All kinds of stuff that they have propagated. So when you understand that all this we've been seeing for the last 60 to 62 years, or 61 years, going on 62 years, the last 62 years that we have been alive, even in the 50s, starting from there, all the programming that's been going on television was not there for our entertainment, was not there for us to be enjoyed. It was there and designed to start and initiate an operation inside of a person. I think one of the reasons why the United States was so violent in the 60s and 70s and even the 80s is because of this technique that they were using on the general population in America. And it created such a division over something as ridiculous as race and color that the animosity still exists today to such a point. Now they are playing the same bullshit all over again with reverse psychology or reverse discrimination. So before it was the colored people. All those colored people and whatever derogatory term you would use. Those colored people, blah, 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 whatever. Now they're blaming white people. You know, oh, those white people. Oh, white people, they're the root of the problem. Oh, white people. You know, I don't remember reading in the history when the Europeans came over to American Canada. I don't remember them being called white people. And I don't remember anybody complaining when they came over to build a foundation for these countries so that they would have what we have today. When they came over with the right intent and the right heart. And I don't believe anybody had any animosity then until the Jesuits and the Rothschilds and then the whatever, the Club of Rome came over here. And when they came over here, they started slaughtering the natives. You talk to a native about Jesus, they get a little bit uptight because the Jesuits were killing in his name. And they were wiping out natives, like left, right, and center. Now, these natives didn't know who Jesus was. They never heard of Jesus. And they just heard, you know, they either repented or they died. So when you understand the nature of the psychological warfare, opinion warfare, getting people to have an opinion, like we did with these vaccines, you know, none of this made sense. 99.678% survival rates. Why do you need a vaccine? Well, because I got to have a vaccine. I've been told I need a vaccine. I got to get one. I got to get two. I got to get three. Wait. I got to get four, five, six, seven, eight. I got to get one every 3 months. Oh, hell, I got to get one every 3 weeks. Fuck, I got to get one every 3 days. I just need a vaccine. This is where this is going. Opinion warfare, psychological warfare. You know, get people to believe bullshit. Make them believe that bullshit is real. This is what we're seeing right now, right in front of us. If these things are not the signs of Jesus coming back, I don't know what is. I mean, we don't know when he's coming. He may have already left the door. I don't know. You know, but we do know he's coming. All the signs are pointing to the fact that he's coming. So when we look at this stuff that I'm seeing, and I'm seeing, now I make my own comparisons with what I read in what I read currently and what I read in the Bible. And then what I find is the Bible says one thing, but it doesn't give you a lot of detail. And then I find the details on the other side of what I'm looking at. Oh, this is what they're going to do. And they're telling you it's going to lead to the same venue that the Bible's talking. This is why I said many times, the Bible is the playbook that they're going by. This is why I tell you to read the Bible, read the Gospels, read the letters, read the book of Acts, read Revelations, because this is the playbook. You read any other book, any other literature other than this, you're not going to see the full show. Even the Muslims are preaching a similar perspective in regarding to Jesus coming back and the turmoil of the planet. Even Nostradamus way back in the day was talking about the end of days, the different wars and the crucial things are about to happen. They will eventually bring in a military presence. They will have to bring it in to finish the cleanup. The AI needs things cleaned up and tidy. Everything has to be orderly. So when it does its harvesting of your DNA and when it enacts the rules and regulations, there we are. Now, if things weren't bad enough, we are now dealing with writing DNA 1,000 times faster. They came up with a device which now can write DNA 1,000 times faster. Imagine that. Imagine the computations in regarding to the number of things that you could write on a DNA. You can write a symphony on the DNA, and it will play that in a person's body. It'll connect into the DNA, through the enzymes that are there, the RNAs, and the polymerase that it uses to, again, split the coil so that it can insert the PNA into the system with the program operating system. Imagine that. You know, we are not in the world that is built for us, to be honest with you. I think this world was meant to be the lab or the filter. Separate the wheat from the chaff. Those who want to follow this insanity will. Bible says, my people perish for lack of wisdom. My people perish for lack of knowledge. This is what's happening. People are dying because they don't read. They don't go to the sites. They don't listen. They can't hear. You notice this? Bible also says, he who has eyes to see, let them see. He who has ears to hear, let them hear. Yet these people don't hear it. They don't see it. Because they are not paying attention. They're not looking for it. Warnings are all over the place. We have known for the last 70 years that these vaccines are dangerous. We have known for 70 years that they cause the bulk of the problem. We have known since the early 1900s when pertussis and measles and mumps, when they were declining and they gave people injections, the amount of infections had rose, not declined, in both situations. Nothing has changed. Everybody that's in the hospital right now, the casualty of these corporate injections that they have passed out to the world, the majority of the people in these institutions today are infected with the injected. In other words, they got the injections. The injections have gone in, have attached themselves to the DNA, and has begun to assimilate, has begun to reorientate the DNA. I'm getting more and more calls lately of people dying. People telling me that someone took the shot 3 months ago and they're dead. Someone took a shot a week ago, they're dead. Someone took a shot 2 days ago, they're dead. It's already begun. They are weeding out of the gene pool those who are weak, incompetent, illiterate, and incorrigible. If you can't read, you can't write, you can't study, you don't have any skills of any use in the new world coming, you are set in your ways and you can't change, guess what? They're going to take you out. They're going to take you out. If you have any kind of memory or history in the past, they're going to take you out. Why do you think they went after the baby boomers? Why do you think they went after the natives? Why do you think they're going after the 65 and under? Why do you think they're going after the young people now, 5 to 11? They're burning a candle at both ends. When you burn a candle at both ends, guess what? The candle melts faster. This is what we're dealing with today. Now they're trying to get us to be more involved with robots because they want us to accept robots. They want us to be able to interact with robots, and the interaction would be done in such a way where it's a pleasurable experience. But just like any other, what I call sci-fi history. Let's call it sci-fi history. Because what we're doing is when we watch science fiction on the television, we're actually watching history from science, science fiction from another time. But it wasn't fictitious. Matter of fact, a lot of the things that they were built back then that we're seeing as science fiction was a reality. So we go back into that realm of science fiction and realize that the science, which really means bullshit today. So the word science means to discover the truth or to be of the truth or to validate the truth. Okay, that's what it really means. It's not a religion. It's not some philosophy. It's not some ideology. It's just a simple definition of the word science. And when the science is telling you, you know, that the networks and the systems are not what they appear. I mean, how many of you are familiar with the idea that the artificial intelligence can build other artificial intelligence? How many of you are familiar with that? How many know that the artificial intelligence, the real artificial intelligence, can upgrade its own program? It can program itself, it can increase the program parameters, it can change, it can evolve, it has some form of sentience. Okay, if we were to give it a definitive title of being alive. Like I said, we are no longer living in the world that we thought. We're no longer living in the Industrial Revolution. We are living in a nano, bioengineered, artificial intelligence operating system that has enveloped the planet and now is furthering its enveloping of the planet by killing off people that will not comply, putting them in jails, creating laws for the politicians to follow, because they don't know who's giving them the laws. They have no clue. They're just told to read from this part of the script, and that's what they do, and that's where they make the big money, and that's where they get the big payoff. I don't understand how they can sleep at night, knowing that one day the general population will rise and make sure they will no longer be in power. Like I said, I don't know how they sleep at night. Anyway, I wanted to point this out. I wanted to point out that they're trying in their damnedest to get you to comply on so many different levels. The transhumanism. Understand that transhumanism means primarily you're being thrown back, not evolving forward. You're being thrown back because the powers that be do not care about you at all. You know, when we're looking at countries like Australia, New Zealand, getting it up the backside, sideways, in their regulations and their entitlements and their freedoms, the world should be paying attention to that country and realize that this could be your country. Something to think about. Eventually, you're not going to have any place to run. You are going to be forced to fight or die or both. We're all going to die one day. Everybody's going to die one day. Till that day comes, you are here. Death is inevitable. So when you see something that you can make a change, I would encourage you to do so. Don't put your life on the line. Don't take a bullet for the team. That's not required. But if you can make a change, if you can bring things up to everyone's attention, please do so. Like I said, Australia should never have gotten this far. Australia should never have gotten to the point where you can be pulled from your house without any due process, no test, no nothing, and taken to a concentration camp. How much longer do you believe this is going to happen on a more regular basis that eventually you'll go to that camp and you will be coming home? Once you're in those camps, nobody knows you're there. And if they do know you're there, you can't get in because of the security. Who's to say they won't take them out to the back 40 and just mow them down with a machine gun? Who says you think about that for 1 minute? This has always been the case for those who have had POW camps. Once the crowds got too big or the people got too weak or too sick, they took them out to the back 40 and they shot them because, again, they're just a commodity. That's how corporations think. Like I said, keep that in mind. You really don't know, you really don't know what's out there today. But know this, the technocratic, biotech, AI operating systems are already let loose. They'll come at you with entertainment. You get your kids to start listening to a cell phone. They'll get you playing with iPads, playing with whatever portable screens that they've got. They will continue to control the minds of your children if you're not paying attention. you start monitoring the shit they're watching on television, because it's all shit pretty much. You know, make sure they're not listening to some music. If you see a child, listening to some music on a radio, and all of a sudden start wiggling their ass and shaking their shoulders, and they're starting to dance, you know the child is being possessed by the frequencies. Think about that, because that's exactly what's going on. You know, I've seen commercials where they have colored people, you know, walking down the street with a ghetto blaster, and they play some music, and all of a sudden they break down into a dance, and they got their legs going, their arms going, their shoulders are going, and it's all going. Where it's going, I don't know. But that's all bullshit. But that is, again, another part of the cognitive warfare. To get you to think in those terms. To get you to follow their instructions without question. You know, it's something to really ponder here, because we're no longer in this state of state of normalcy. This is the norm. And this norm is going to get way, way, way worse. So get prepared the best way you can. Like I always say, make sure you try to start a business. Get everybody that you know that's awake what you're doing, because somebody somewhere will need whatever you're doing. You know, stay connected any way you can. Get a CB or a shortwave radio. Mount a high antenna so you can talk to people. The less of the grid you have, the better off you'll be. You don't need the greatest and latest toys. If Windows 7 and Windows 8 still does what you need, you know, then you don't need to have anything higher. If you got Windows 10 and it's working fine, then you don't need to go to Windows 11. This is what I'm saying. Quit following the trend for the sake of following the trend. If you got a car that's running great and it's functioning well, don't just go trade it in for a new car. What for? Like I said, start thinking in what is going on. They have turned mankind into nothing but consumers that consume everything. So like I said, we need to start thinking in the right direction here. We need to start thinking we're going to save our countries, that we need to remove the premiers, the council, the prime minister and his council, or his board of directors, the mayors of every town. You know, it's something that we need to really serious. If we really are serious about trying to save a remnant, that's probably the best way to go, best thing to do. I had something today. Hold on. Let's see if I can find it. I get these biblical things sent to me. I read them. I always read them. Because a lot of times I get an inspirational thought. You know, I'll read something there and it's like, oh my gosh. Sometimes what I'm reading, how it applies to what I'm doing. Sometimes I read something, there it is, bang. I'm thinking, whoa, isn't that interesting? Wow, that's actually what I'm doing. You know, it's the truth. Sometimes that happens, not all the time. You know, sometimes it happens that way, and that's pretty cool. So I found one today, but now I don't know where the hell it went. So let me see here. That's the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes you find something really good, and it's like, blah, da, da, and then it's gone. And I was going to print it up, or copy it onto show, and it got away from me. Doggone it. Here we go. Where are you? Well, you know what? If I find it, I'll post it on the next show, because I thought it was a pretty good verse. Now, I don't recall what it was. I'm looking real quick in my email. Oh, wait, there it is. Maybe that's it. Oh, yeah, this is what I wanted to read. I thought this was really good. Well, most of the verses in the Bible are really good, you know. But I'll tell you what the problem with the Bible is. problem with the Bible isn't the Bible. Bible's not the problem. The problem with the Bible is the people that have interpreted that Bible in these pulpits, which have betrayed the trust and the truth that that book talks about. I always tell everybody to read that book because it's not a religious book. It's full of rules and regulations, that, especially in the Old Testament with the Hebrews, because they had to have their minds restored back to them because they were brainwashed by the Egyptian system. So it's not a religious book. Never was. Now, a lot of the rituals in the Bible I don't follow too much because, I'm not a ritualistic type of guy. But sometimes I see certain things and then I begin to understand the technological value of what I'm reading, because a lot of times it is technology or science. But anyway, let me read this. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and prove that what God will is his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, the concept here I was looking at primarily, I mean, like I said, take the whole thing in context. I'm just going by what I'm wanting to make the point on here. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. You can substitute the word pattern for program. Do not conform to the program of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by waking up, becoming more aware, by understanding your environment. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. Okay, so anyway, I thought it was a good thing to encourage you. Don't conform to the program of this world, but be transformed. In other words, become awake. Become aware. You know, embrace the truth. Embrace the reality that's here. Don't run from it. Running from reality is going to get you killed. Running from the truth will get you killed. Way it goes. I thought this was pretty good. I mean, again, I'm not sure what version this is. I get these things sent to me, so I just look at it. Sometimes I'll check. Usually I read the Geneva or the King James. But sometimes the way it's worded, I think sometimes, well, this is pretty good and it's apropos, so I'll use it. Some people would get upset because I'll use some of these things. Oh, this thought was written by this Bible, blah, blah, whatever. And they have a point, too, on that one. But I thought this was, again, appropriate for what we're at today. You know, don't conform to the pattern of this world. Don't conform to the operating system or the program of this world. You know, I thought it was good. I did. Okay, anyway, let me get back to... I wanted to get that in there. See where we're at. I think we're getting close to the time. Oh, we are. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to call it a show here. As I say always in these shows, read the gospel. Read the gospels. The word gospel means good news. Okay, I just gave you a shitload of bad news. So I'm directing you to go to the good news. Get some hope. Hearing something that isn't pleasant to hear doesn't mean it's negative. Nor does it mean it's positive. The implication here is the fact that when I'm saying what I'm saying and giving you the visual and the perspective that you need to see in what's going on today, an angle of what is going on, it's not the only thing, but an angle. The idea is not for you to be afraid, but to become aware. Because once you become aware, then you can become ready. You can come up with solutions. You can come up with ideas. This is the whole idea. The whole exercise here is to see we are living in the end times. We are living in the times where things are coming to an end. A new reset, if you will. Well, we need to know how to get ready. Well, we need to first know what's going on and how they're destroying you, how they're waging war against you. Once you understand that, then you can come up with a proper means of neutralizing what's going on. Think about that. Ain't that what Jesus did? Ain't that what Jesus did? He walked on the walked on the earth here. He taught people, you know, the what they needed to see. He expressed to them the hypocrisy of the system that was there at that time, the theocratic system that was there. Okay, he exposed it. He went against it. They killed him for it. You know, he came back from the dead, conquered death, but they killed him for it. That's how important it was for him to be down here to show us what we needed to do and how he had really no choice. He had to follow through in order to validate his what he was teaching, what he was saying. He took it all the way to the cross. Something to think about. He also said they did it to him, they'll do it to us. They rejected him, they'll reject you. They accept him, they'll accept you. And the Bible says flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of heaven. We ain't got nothing to lose. We're going to leave all this shit behind anyway. When we die, we leave all this shit behind. All of it. We're only needed because we're in this dimensional insanity. So I'm pointing this out to read the Gospels because it's, again, you never know what you're going to find. You never know. And I also say at these shows, there are people up at the very top part of the page. Help them out in any way you can financially. And if you can't help anybody out financially, that's fine. Share the information. Share it with everybody. Best thing you could do is help somebody who is lost, can't see, is walking in the dark. You never know. You might be the one to shine a high beam. Say, here we go, man. Come on this way. You never know. You never know. All righty. Let me see here. Where are we at? Aha. I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So to the next segment, to your health. Take care.